Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Kenya has declared Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps municipalities under the Shirika Plan, integrating them into national systems. The Senate is set to hear impeachment charges against Nyamira Governor Amos Nyaribo on December 4th and 5th. A new report reveals severe wealth inequality, with 125 Kenyans owning more than 42 million citizens. Separately, by-elections in 22 areas were marred by violence, including an attack on MP Peter Kaluma. The High Court ordered KBC to delete employees' biometric data due to unlawful implementation, as Kenya launched a national strategy against chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only 2 women out of 181 contenders participated in the ongoing by-elections, prompting activists to demand urgent reforms for fair representation. Chaos erupted in Mbere North after rivals traded accusations of voter bribery.
In business,
a World Bank CAKA report suggests Kenya's GDP could grow by over 77.7 billion shillings through pro-competition reforms, criticizing government control in KenGen and state-owned sugar farms. Mars Wrigley is investing 4.3 billion shillings into a new sugar-free gum line in Athi River.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.